And welcome to it. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It is Wednesday again. My name is Derek Knight, as always, from sonofcheese.com. And not across the broadcast desk here in Studio D Chevalier is Colin Burton. It's so cold and so lonely here in the studio because joining us via the magics of the telephone is Colin Burton of fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Colin, gracious enough to take time out of his busy schedule helping rebuild orphanages in Afghanistan to visit with us. How's that going, by the way?
Pretty good.
Yep, pretty good.
Yeah.
The orphanages are going up. They're not crooked or anything, right?
No, they're going up pretty straight. All's well for the orphans.
I'm lying, of course, because Colin is currently knee-deep in all that is buying a home, something which I went through myself a couple years back. Now, why don't you tell the kids exactly how this has gone for you, this whole buying a house thing?
It went really fast for me.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. In fact, when my wife and I bought our house a couple years ago, we'd started early. We had intended to buy around, you know, the start of summer, which we did, but we started around the first of the year going to the mortgage guy and then looking at houses, and the mortgage guy got us approved, which our mortgage guy was your mortgage guy, so that worked out well.
Right. He did a really good job.
And he told us, you've done good getting a head start on things, but you really shouldn't start looking for a house, you know, for maybe a couple of months. And we went to a realtor, and he told us the same thing. And so when we'd gone, it was like, you know, all this buildup, and then we found a house first day, and then we, you know, made an offer, bam, signed a contract, and we're done. Boom. And it's the largest purchase conceivably that you'll ever make in your life, and you spend all this time thinking about it and building up to it, and then, bam, it's over, and you have all this time to think, what the hell did I just do to myself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Although I had a tighter deadline than you. I didn't have months to look for a house or anything.
And whose fault is that?
Yeah, yours.
Yours. yours. Because I told you to start, you know, months before your lease expired. And in one ear, out the other, you never listen to me. And so you go and it's like,
who does?
Good question. You know, at least seven people. I think that we have like a listenership of seven subscribers, not counting myself and you.
Well, that doesn't mean they actually listen to you. They just...
Oh, that's right. They're probably listening to listen to you. They probably
could
give a crap. It's like moments of Colin, and then there's all this maelstrom of me, and then like, oh, thank God, here comes Colin.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's how I'd like to think it.
But you did get you ended up with a nice townhome, a big townhome, not far from where my parents live, actually.
Just down the sidewalk, yeah.
So you guys, you're all moved in, but you're not unpacked. Is that correct?
Oh, God, no. The living room is set up, and that's about it. The beds are in the bedroom, and that's, yeah.
Yeah. So, how do the kids like it?
They seem to like it. It hasn't been long. I mean, it's only been since, well, Friday.
Yeah, well, officially Friday. I mean, but you've owned the house for longer than that.
Well, yeah, I've owned the house for longer than that, but we weren't able to move in.
You own the house? Actually, you've owned that house for going on a month now, haven't you?
No.
Would you close at the end of last month?
Yeah.
So you closed at the end of last
25th.
Month.
The 25th.
And so that means you've owned it for roughly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's closer to a month than, say, a day.
All right, Mr. Semantic.
So it's going on a month. And some good news that we should share with our very small, limited listenership, that we are now the unofficial unified champion of half-hour, power-hour podcasts.
Are we?
Because the official half-hour, power-hour, there is another podcast out there, and I'm not surprised about this, because one of the things that I'm reminded when we first started doing this, or when I first had an inkling to do this, you said one thing that I thought was kind of funny. And do you remember what that was?
One thing that I've said that you found funny? No.
About the podcast. You had gone on iTunes, and you said, you know, geez, there's like thousands of podcasts out there.
Yeah.
And it's like that old Tom Lehrer joke. Folk music is so bad because it's done by the people. And I told Colin, I said, yeah, there's thousands of podcasts out there because there's thousands of friggin' people out there. And that's all that we're doing. You know, it's just friggin' people.
Right.
And there's another podcast out there, apparently wildly popular. They have, what, at least double the listenership of, if we have 10, they have 20. I mean, you know, they have 20 subscribers, certainly at least. Tens and tens of subscribers. And they're up to 51 episodes of their...
Well, 50 in one appendix.
50 in one appendix, but it's still 51 episodes. And they call themselves the Half Hour Power Hour. And what happened is, right around our second episode, which of course was technically our third episode because officially our first episode, Burning in Hell, they decided because, you know, vanity is...
Pretty much they did what you do.
Right. Yeah, they Googled themselves.
Yeah.
But you have to Google yourself every now and then. They Googled themselves and found this tiny wee little podcast. And they berated us. They played clips from the show, the second show. And the first three shows were really, you know, of poor quality. Not that we're turning out gold right now.
Yeah,
but
I was going
to say. But the first few were really of poor quality. And they comically berated us, implying that we ripped them off. And truly, I mean, they're obviously more established. Mm-hmm. They're up to 50 while we're up to 14. And
yeah, the 50th marks their year, I guess.
Yeah, they have tens and tens of listeners while we may have 10. And, you know, they've gotten drunk. We've gotten drunk. Of course, you know, this is all news to me because I had an inkling that they existed because one of the things that they were so insanely, you know, incensed at me for doing was not checking Google before I named my goofy little podcast here. And
right.
That's not entirely true. See, I did check Google and I did see other half hour power hours out there, but I just don't care. And I especially didn't care because I figured nobody's paying attention. Nobody's going to go out of their way to listen to you and me talk about nothing. But as I found out and as you found out this week after you got back to work, we were wrong. So you actually have been being very diligent and doing your homework, whereas I have, again, continued to not care. You've actually been listening to their stuff. So why don't you tell the kids out there what the actual half-hour power hour is doing?
Well, you see, that's kind of tricky because all I've really listened to is episode 50 where they said they weren't going to be podcasting anymore, and then their appendix.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, they ceded the title to us. If this were the ultimate podcast fighting championships, their 50-some episodes would have probably spent two rounds beating the literal piss out of our 13, and then just like Renato Sobral, Mr. Submission Master, one of our episodes got their episode in like a nut clench and made him submit.
Yeah,
they were willing. They said, "Well, maybe we should just change the name of our podcast." And I said, "I accept." And so we are the unofficial unified champion of the Half Hour Power Hour podcast world because they essentially submitted to us.
I will say this: they had a fan who actually gave them wrestling belts, saying that they are the champions of podcasting.
They did. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm standing up and I'm making that universal championship belt motion, saying that I have the championship belt, not you, official half hour power hour. Actually,
yeah.
We should just call them the podcast with no name, since they ceded the title to us. We are the Son of Cheese half hour power hour, champions of the half hour power hour world.
They did
also say that, hey, you know, something that they haven't been able to, I mean, they should call themselves the one to three hour power hour, because like they said, we're the only ones that have that whole clock thing down. I mean, I'm always checking to make sure we're only hitting a half hour roughly. And obviously, apparently that's something that they have the inability to do.
Well, I don't know if it's an inability. I think they just don't care. See, the funny thing is the more I listen to them, the more I like them. They put on a pretty good show.
So what you're saying is you like them better than you like yourself?
No, first off, let me go on record as saying, well, I had nothing to do with the choosing of the name of our show. Nothing. I wasn't even asked. I was told.
Godfather, it was all him. I had no idea what I was getting myself into when he had me come on, man. I had no idea.
And it's true. Colin had you have even little more what's the word I'm trying to
call? I don't know.
You have an even less say about the content.
I know.
You had nothing to say about the name. I came up with that name as a play on the old MTV Half Hour Comedy Hour. And as it turns out, in communicating with these other podcasters, they did the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that I won't pretend to read your thoughts. I can read your thoughts.
Right.
But what's funniest about this is that in the podcast world, we are essentially nobody.
Oh.
And they, with an audience and 50 shows, are more of nobody than we are. They're possibly somebody. But by responding to it and by making a big deal about it and by telling their audience about it, they were almost endorsing us.
Well, if so, it was a bit of a backhanded endorsement, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but I mean,
kind of like we were the cheap Chinese knockoff of the original.
Exactly. Well, and you know what I'd like to think of, you know, I mean, I hate to be compared to Pat Boone. You know, in their minds, they're Fats Domino and Little Richard, and we're Pat Boone ripping them off. But in truth, MTV is actually Little Richard, and we're both Pat Boone. So yeah. We're just a white guy with no rhythm, both of us. But since they ceded the title to us, we're like the champions of we are essentially the champions of the Special Olympics of podcasting. Is what we
Yay.
Are.
Yay!
I know. Woo! Look
I'm
at
doing
us.
My little jump in and my credit.
But you know who 50 Cent the rapper is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When 50 Cent, I should say this correctly, he's not 50 Cents, he is 50 Cent. When he started out, just local, you know, mixtape stuff, he, in one of his songs, if you could call it...
Back when he was 5
Right, exactly. Yeah. When he was still making change, he dissed another more popular local rapper in one of his songs, and this other rapper responded by saying something along the lines of, who dis 50 Cent, that bitch ain't even worth a quarter. And while that may sound harsh, like you said, it was kind of a backhanded endorsement. Just by responding, that other rapper was showing respect to 50 Cent and helping him build an audience. And if he really wanted to diss 50, he wouldn't even have acknowledged him. So,
right. See,
these two guys did us the podcast equivalent of that.
Yeah.
And so now if you think about it, all we need to do is get shot about 7 times and we'll be legends. Get rich or die trying, homie. So,
get shot at. Well, we have a chance of that, I guess.
I don't know.
Where
I mean,
we work.
Yeah, but chances are now with the new police station right there where we work, our chances of being shot by the cops,
yeah,
I think, are better than getting shot by anybody else.
Good point.
I mean, you know.
You know, there is that saying, there's nothing new under the sun.
That's true. Well, and, you know, like I said, I had no delusions. I had no delusions that we were going to be in any way unique.
No.
The only unique thing about our show, if you can call it that, would be the fact that I'm hosting it, you're co-hosting it, and we're going to have guests on that nobody in the world has ever heard.
Exactly.
And the reason is because there's no reason for people to have heard them.
Right.
So that's the only unique thing about our show. And it sounds to me like they're both radio professionals.
Well, no idea. I think they go by pseudonyms.
I get that feeling.
I don't think those are the real names that they're going by or anything.
No, that's what I mean. I believe that these are two actual Seattle radio professionals, whereas you're just a guy who's tagging along with me.
I just
happen to have a little radio experience. So, I mean, it's I think that these are people that, you know, had an audience before they podcasted.
Yeah, probably
I think
still have an audience.
I have a feeling. And the only audience, and I say that, you know, making little quote things in the air, that you and I had are regular readers to, you know, the old blogs.
Which
so.
I don't really have any of anymore, so.
Well, you're not alone. My readership as it is dwindling. I was so psyched because I was getting, you know, over 100 hits a day. And then, you know, somewhere along the line, the picture that I named fart.jpg kind of dropped off the front page of the fart image search on Google, and I'm back to being nobody. But for a while there, it was, you know, I was...
You were almost somebody.
I know, I was somebody. Farted. Fart, fart, hit I recognize. Fart.
I don't think you're actually somebody until you're at least getting...
a book deal?
Well, or 200 to 300 hits a day. Unique hits.
200 to 300 hits a day. So that's your definition of somebody.
That's
200 to 300.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, sure, why not?
200 to 300 hits a day.
Yeah.
So you have, but you have listened to more of this other half hour power hour, the podcast with no name, than I have. So, I mean, do you have any other reflections before we move on and away from this and I declare my supremacy and declare us champions of the half-hour power hour world?
Oh, God. No, we'll... I mean,
no?
Well, all I listened to was the three-hour, half-hour show number 50.
Yeah, three hours, people.
Yeah, but it was
they yammered on for 3 hours.
Give them some credit. That was their
they almost
the
spent,
last show.
They almost spent a half an hour dissing us.
No, I don't think...
Almost.
We were like a speed bump in their whole routine there. That's all we
but
were.
But then you told me today that they mentioned they gave us another slight backhanded bitch slap in their 51st in that appendix episode.
Right.
Comparing us to, what was it, Battlestar Galactica 1981 or...
1980, yeah. One of them had seen that episode on an airline flight. And he said that adding to a name of an existing show is pretty weak. like calling
his crap,
or,
like calling, yeah, because that's one of the things they, yeah,
right, exactly, and that,
or
that
the set of cheese, half hour, power hour, yeah, and one of the things, I mean, he did get it correct, and I checked my, I went, once I found out about this, I went back and checked my hits, and he was obsessed with me, I don't know which one it was, but he just obsessed with me, visiting my blog multiple times per day for more than a week, and I mean, he got it, you know, he got it right. Like you said, this guy that had a blog for a long while and then just decided to start a podcast.
Yeah.
It's almost right. I mean, I had intended to start a podcast since, you know.
Yeah, man.
I was podcasting before podcasting was cool, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I just wasn't I just wasn't calling it podcasting. I was working in radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your commercials.
And I was doing I was doing those little audio entries, and essentially they're podcasts. Yeah, they're just very short podcasts.
I think we should go ahead and add a little commercial break, like halfway through.
You know, you're not the only you're not the only one to suggest that. Dave Hoffman.
Yeah,
again, you're not unique. All right, no. Dave Hoffman, who owns a production house here in town, was checking out my stuff, and he said, "You're podcasting now." I said, "Yeah," and he said, "Are you playing some of the old audio entry stuff on there?" And I said, "No, that's the podcast is kind of replacing that." And he just kind of looked at me like I had snakes growing out of my head, like, "Why aren't you using this to fill time?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm hoping that we can fill a half an hour and not be completely monotonous or boring." And he's like, "No, man, you should really take a break and play some of these." So I don't know if that was like saying, "Dude, you're not entertaining enough. Well, you need to take a break," or if he was just really that enamored with some of that stuff. Which, I mean, and he was very complimentary, and I don't know. I think some of the stuff that I've done is funny, but I don't know how other people will react to it.
Right.
And of course, I got my first taste of that doing essentially one of them as a stand-up routine last month.
Well, you said that was favorable, though.
It was. It was extremely favorable. But like I said, I didn't know how they were going to react to it. I had an idea, and luckily, I was right. I didn't get booed off the stage. Of course, it was truly an amateur night, and the audience is more forgiving than they would be, say, at like the Improv. But maybe I will take a break. Play some commercials, and then we could pretend we're like a real radio show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Exactly, like a quick 1 to 2 minute commercial. You know, get some built up and just cycle through them.
I think
it's a good idea.
Did you say get some dope up?
No, built up. Dope up.
Oh, what?
Built up. Build. Built.
Build. Built. Built up. Built
up.
Got it.
Up.
Okay. Yeah. This.
Anyway.
Well, we've come to that point in the show where it's time to do what they call pre-sell in the biz.
All right.
That means what is coming up on future episodes of the now undisputed champion podcast of the Half Hour Power Hour world, the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm going to have the inimitable Bison himself, Andy Kelly, substitute for you while you are on vacation, so to speak, for the next couple of episodes, trying to get all that crap in your house sorted out. What we're probably going to talk about there... Oh, gosh, I don't know. But one of the things that I've been doing, you know, it's been taking up some of my copious free time, is building a Colin bot. So if there are fans of Colin out there, don't despair. Even though there will be somebody taking his place as co-host, you will not be without Colin, because the Colin bot that I am building will be standing in admirably. I'm convinced of it. I used a bunch of gallon milk jugs for the body, and I got a couple big puffy clown wigs, and I used one for the hair and one for the beard.
Hey, awesome.
And Colin Bott is almost ready to go, and he's going to be kind of filling in for you while you're gone.
I'll still get paid, right?
Yeah, you'll get paid exactly you'll get paid exactly what you get paid normally, which is the same amount.
I've come to count on that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the same that I'm getting paid. I want you to know that we're on the same level as far as the contract for this show goes.
Yeah, so, I'm supposed to believe that.
It's true. In fact, actually, I think you get more out of it because you don't have to take the time to then edit out all the and what was I thinking? Wait, no.
That I'm very grateful for too.
So for the next episode or two, we'll have Andy Kelly, the Bison, on, along with the inimitable Colin Bott, which I will unveil, and everybody will be thrilled about. Also, Justin Carmichael, Noriaki Kakuin, as he likes to call himself, which is an odd name for a tall white guy. He and his wife, when they get back from Japan, we should be visiting with him on the subject of video games, all things video games, specifically attorney Jack Thompson and his searing hatred for all things video games, as long as you remember to bring the show prep over for that.
Well, see, there's a lovely thought, too. That's packed.
Ah!
So I'm gonna have to find it. It's like,
well, while the Colin bot is doing your job over here, you gets to step in, as you like to say, and find it.
Yeah,
that Jack Thompson guy. You'd think that Pac-Man robbed the guy's house while he was a kid, and Qbert was busy killing his parents and raping his sister at the time, because he just hates video games. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But we'll explore that. Additionally, Justin's wife Jennifer has a new book out. You knew that, right?
Yes, I did.
It's a poetry book called Pocket Prayers. It's written under the nom de plume June O'Leary. Now, is that bitch whose cow burned down Chi-Town, do you know?
Well, I know it was O'Leary's cow, I'm pretty sure, but, well, I guess I shouldn't say I know.
You
don't know if it was June O'Leary. I don't know for sure. But O'Leary's, I don't know what her first name was.
Well, let's just say it was June.
Okay.
Anyway, that's Jennifer's not...
Or was it O'Grady?
No, I think it was O'Leary. Oh, no, O'Grady burned the potato factory down. Anyway, June O'Leary is Jennifer's nom de plume, and her book is called Pocket Prayers. And the cover features a picture that was taken by our good buddy Justin, presumably of his wife's butt.
Jen.
In jeans.
Yeah.
So it's his wife's butt nonetheless, and I guess poetry won't really sell without a butt shot.
Apparently
is that the lesson we take away from this?
Well, I have a feeling the idea was the pocket more than the butt. It just, the pocket happened to be on the butt. So.
Could have been a front pocket, could have been a shirt pocket.
Yeah, but it wasn't. So I don't know. You'll have to ask him about his motivation and his art direction on that. So.
Butt Pocket Prayers. In stores now and on Amazon.com. Anyway, we should see if we can interview her about that whole getting published thing and writing poetry and having a book.
Sure. Because I know having a book was something that you'd wanted back when you first started blogging, actually.
I think everybody has that has that in the back of their head. It's like, you know, if I can write enough, maybe I can turn it into a book. Or, you know, maybe if the right person sees it, we can turn it into a book. But, of course... that never happens, and
no, because
it also could be that I'm just not a good enough writer, you know.
That's true. No.
You're like, definitely, that's totally what it is. We've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
And just for you kids out there who like it when Colin makes fun of the spam, I do have yet another new post up on Colin's vaunted spamapalooza.blogspot.com.
You've matched me.
I put it up before I left today, and... It was one of the typical Nigerian scam banky thing emails, but it struck me as funny the way it opened, and so I just had to take it on. Back to the pre-sale. Outside of talking to Justin about video games and talking to his wife about her buttshot poetry book, we're going to do a show specifically about moving, because you're in the process of moving, and I've moved, and hell, everyone's moved, so we're just going to talk about moving horror stories. And I mean, everybody knows that moving sucks, unless you can afford to hire movers, which wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, well... Actually, we talked about, we'll save that for the show.
Ooh, look at you. You're like a master of the pre-sale now. Now you've got people on the edge of their seats. What was he going to say? Now I got to tune in.
Now let's see if he can remember in about 3 weeks.
So. I've got it written down. Also, I've watched 3 of the 4 worst movies ever made, and I mean it. These movies were bad. Colin has watched 1 of the 4, and what we're going to do, with the help of these crappy movies' producer, who has agreed to be interviewed on the topic, is we're going to rip these movies apart, and it should be a lot of fun, because there was more than enough stuff to just flat out make fun of. I've also potentially got a huge fan of bad movies lined up to do a phone interview in addition to the interview with the producer, so that should be fun. I won't say who that is, because I haven't got final confirmation on that.
Man, you haven't even told me.
Well,
of course,
again,
you don't tell me anything.
Right, so. Exactly. I save it so I can spring it on
your little mushroom.
And, of course, how can I forget that coming up at the end of October and the beginning of November, the first day of November, which is All Saints Day, is we're going to have two episodes chock full of some of the most bone-chilling and true tales of the supernatural on horror on All Hallows' Eve. I'm really, really looking forward to that. We've got a lot of good stories to cover for the 2 Halloween episodes. That's probably going to be the most fun I'm going to have.
So,
all year doing this little podcast.
So are you planning on spacing those out, or are you going to release them one after the other?
One after another. What I'm planning on, and for you kids out there listening and who are now going to be clamoring, nay, wedding yourself in anticipation for the two Halloween-themed shows, the first one will be the Wednesday before Halloween, and then the second one will be the Wednesday after Halloween, which is only one day. It's because Halloween falls on a Tuesday, and so the Wednesday after is All Saints Day. And if you know anything about the actual celebration of All Hallows Eve, what was originally believed by those goofy pagans was that All Hallows Eve was the one night of the year where the dead could rise from the grave, but the next day, All Saints Day, was the day where the dead walked the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And around here, it's traditionally cold enough that the dead usually need a jacket or a nice warm hat of some sort.
Call a cat.
Yeah, they need to. They stay inside. They
yeah.
Come back from the grave and they look for a nice warm fireplace.
Yeah.
And do you know where the tradition of dressing up comes from?
Shot in the dark here is to confuse the spirits about who you are.
Confused, exactly. You were trying to appear as one of the dead. So
right.
That the dead did not know, because what do dead do when they walk the earth? You should know. You're a zombie enthusiast. They eat brains.
Yeah.
Is that what they do? I'm just shot in the dark, like you said.
Yeah, I suppose they would. Why not?
Why not? They're like oatmeal. They're like a nice, flavorful oatmeal, a gray oatmeal. We had actually recorded so many podcasts so far ahead. We were like a month out, and then, you know, Colin got in the habit of rebuilding orphanages, and I got into officiating football, which is a lot of work getting ready for the test and now getting ready for the games, and had a party to DJ this past Saturday, and had a little bit preparation to do to that. Got wrestling season coming up. I got to officiate that. So I got more meetings and more book learning to do because some of the rules changed. Actually, the party that I DJed this last Saturday, it was a shame that, you know, I bought that video camera.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that video camera with the intention of, you know, having it so I could document things that I saw, and I didn't bring it to that party.
Yeah.
And two of the partygoers got so goddamn drunk that they were literally falling over, but they were still trying to dance. And I played Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas, and they were doing this drunken Kung Fu white man's spin kick dance thing that was just the worst thing I've ever seen. And I just I so regretted not bringing the camera for that, because...
Well, wouldn't you have to get a release from them to...
They would have never remembered. And these aren't...
when they showed up on the internet...
Well, these weren't... I don't know their names, and these aren't people who know who I am really either, you know? So it's not like they're regular listeners to the podcast or regular readers. Oh, the blog.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we've been... We were... I was so patting myself on the back for getting ahead on the podcast recording, and we were, you know, had so many in the can, and now it's Tuesday night for a Wednesday show, and I can't even get you over here. Got you on the phone, but we're getting it done.
Yeah.
Like that fat Southern comedian guy says, get her done. So we are.
Yeah, and you didn't have to do it all alone either.
No. No, and next week I won't either because of the magics that are the telephone, and Andy Kelly will be joining me live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, and, of course, the Colin Bot will be working his magic in studio.
Of course, now we're just getting a little redundant, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we've pre-sold that show twice, three times now.
Oh, yeah, at least.
In the redundancy department, we are the undisputed champions.
Yep, we are.
As we are also the undisputed champions of the half-hour, power-hour podcast world. And why are we the undisputed champions, Colin? Because we know to stop at a half an hour, and that's exactly where we're at. Thank you for joining us once again. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With me via the magics of the telephone, thank you, Alexander Graham Bell, is my broadcast buddy Colin Burton of fizzleandpop.com.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yep, you get back to work unloading your house and see if you can't find that show prep for them future shows, would you?
Okay, I'll do what I can.
Thanks for joining us. Tell the kids hi, and we will see everybody next Wednesday right here on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Again, undisputed champion of the half-hour, power-hour podcast world.